This past October, Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding of Pennsylvania announced the 2026 Farm Show theme, Growing a Nation. He made that announcement in Philadelphia. The 2026 Farm Show, Pennsylvania's state fair as it is known, will kick off a Year of America 250 PA special events and celebrations, bringing millions of visitors to the Commonwealth, recognizing Pennsylvania's leading role in the founding of the American democracy. America was born in Pennsylvania, with its identity deeply rooted in agriculture, said Secretary Redding. 250 years later, Pennsylvania agriculture is still leading our nation, supplying the economic power, ingenuity, and innovation that is growing our nation's future. The Farm Show celebrates the outstanding products and people who make up our powerhouse agriculture and food industry, supporting 600,000 jobs, pouring more than $132.5 billion into our state economy, including exports of more than $4 billion in agriculture and forest products, not only keeping our heritage alive, but supplying innovative solutions to our nation's greatest challenges. That from Pennsylvania Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding. The 2026 event will run from this Saturday, January 10th, through Saturday, January 17th, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex and Expo Center in Harrisburg. And you can expect fan favorites like the 1,000-pound butter sculpture, delicious farm show food court, thousands of competitive agriculture events, homegrown celebrity cooking demonstrations, and more than 1 million square feet of hands-on agriculture education opportunities, and chances to engage with the people who are growing Pennsylvania and the nation through agriculture. All that from the Department of Agriculture here in Pennsylvania. It's a lovely happenstance that the opening of the 2026 Pennsylvania Farm Show coincides with the season premiere of the much-loved PBS masterpiece series, All Creatures Great and Small. It's this Sunday night at 9 o'clock, and it's an episode titled Gathering the Flock, and you can see it on WVIA-TV. Well, you are invited to a special sneak preview of the first episode. And that's tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, at 7 o'clock here in the newly renovated WVIA studios in Pittston between Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. Our special guest is Laura Duchesse, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Scranton Area Community Foundation. She'll be telling us about the mission of the Laura Duchesse Fund for Animal Welfare. We'll have hot cocoa. We'll play all trivia, great and small, and there'll be prizes to win. Admission is free. But as Lisa's been telling us, please bring along a donation of pet food or supplies for local animal shelters. And if you'd like the details, wvia.org/events. It's free. It's free, and we hope you'll join us. Well, in anticipation of the 2021 Pennsylvania Farm Show, WVIA's Fiona Powell, before her retirement, spoke by phone with Pennsylvania Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding, and she found that Secretary Redding is a fan of all creatures, great and small.
Cush, cush now, old girl. She'll not harm you. The farmer was talking to his favorite cow, who was tied in her stall with her one leg hoisted gently by a pulley. There, there, old girl, he repeated. You'll be fine. She won't hurt you. The she in question was me, and no, the cow was in no danger of being harmed. I was trimming her feet. I was a young student who had been sent out to do this task under the supervision of a veterinarian and one of my teachers at Ag College. I was in no danger of harming her, but I wasn't so sure that this was reciprocated, for this 1,500-pound dairy cow had decided that leaning on my back would be the most relaxing position for her as I attended to her pedicure. So she leant her weight fully on me and quietly chewed her cud. She was comfortable, but I could feel myself buckling closer and closer to the ground, and I wondered how long I could maintain my footing. Every time I tried to move and get more traction, the cow would reposition herself to lean a little harder. Then I suddenly had a vision and began to laugh. The men who stood around looked at me quizzically. "This reminds me of a scene from All Creatures Great and Small," I said. "You know, James Herriot." The men all chuckled. They'd all read the book and recalled stories he had told of cows leaning him over or pushing him out of the way or plain kicking him into the muck. Well, we agreed, at least I wasn't face down in the muck. That's one consolation. For farmers in Britain in the 1970s, the books of James Herriot were a charming confirmation of challenges that they faced every day. And the books were a huge hit with rural and town dweller alike. And then from the late 1970s onwards, a film and then a beloved television series. Many a city child dreamt of the bucolic life of a large animal veterinarian. Many a person who lived on the farm felt that their stories and woes were being heard and understood. Stories that they could laugh with and commiserate with on the few occasions when they were actually in a crowd, on market day or at the regional farm show. Although farming is somewhat different in Pennsylvania than it is in the British Isles, the turning of the year is the same, and the annual get-together, that is the regional farm show, is very much the same, with good food and lots of animals and farm machinery to admire and the chance to share in the triumphs and in the challenges of the farming year, as well as learn new skills and practices. A perfect time, we thought, to chat to a man who knows all about the triumphs and challenges of farming. And, I suspect, has also trimmed the feet of a few dairy cows in his time. Pennsylvania's Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, spoke to me by phone recently about the farm show and his take on the book All Creatures Great and Small by James Herriot. We spoke first about the importance of agriculture to Pennsylvania. How important is farming to the health of Pennsylvania? How important an industry is it?
Well, it's incredibly important. You know, it's got a wonderful past. I mean, our history is built on the frame of agriculture in so many ways and continues to influence what we do. But as important as the past has been, I think it's absolutely essential to the future. And it's not just about the jobs and the food production, but I think the quality of life in Pennsylvania. We have diverse industry of agriculture in the state. Certainly, you find it in rural areas, but what I find really fascinating is it's appearing in urban centers, and it doesn't look like the same scale. It may not be the same practice, may not be the same people, but its very heart is about the application of science to produce food and great products, and I think it's a great story. You know, when I came back to the Department of Agriculture to work with the governor, you know, I was the dean at Delaware Valley University, and one of the things that the governor-elect at that point had asked was, tell me about agriculture in the state. And it set off this great conversation about what it is that we define as ag. What became clear both with the university and with the governor is that the public view of ag is normally in one dimension. And it's about, you know, a farm, a barn, you know, something that looks like what we would know as our history. But it became clear that we needed to really take a hard look at ag in Pennsylvania. So we partnered with the Fox School of Business at Temple University and looked at both the scope and scale of ag. And it was pretty fascinating because it was a confirmation of what we, of course, knew it to be. But I think for many, recognizing that it's, you know, $136 billion of economic activity every year, that's roughly 18% of our state's gross product, is all in food and agriculture. So it's a wonderful industry made up of great people, but it's also diverse and really zip code neutral across the state of Pennsylvania.
Is there any type of farming that Pennsylvania is particularly good at or particularly known for?
Well, we're a livestock state. Livestock meaning, you know, the production of dairy for milk, and of course poultry and hogs and beef cattle as part of our protein sources. So we have been a livestock state, expected to continue. That's not to say it isn't evolving, but In addition to that, we're leading the state in craft beer and mushrooms and Swiss cheese and ice cream production. And the percentage, by the way, of young people producing these products, we're number one in the nation for farmers under the age of 35 who are in agriculture. We're third in organic sales in the state. So, you know, a lot of diversity is the key. And it's both key to, I think, responding to the consumers' needs, but it's also key to diversifying that economy and trying to ride the market challenges which we've experienced the last couple of years in a much better position than, say, some of our Midwestern states that are dominated by a certain type of crop or animal production.
I could almost hear people's ears pricking up when they heard beer and ice cream. That counts as agriculture?
It does. So it is both a production, and it goes back to the definition. We looked at the production of food products and agricultural products, and then the folks who are employed in those fields. So it's a pretty comprehensive definition. But yes, it is both traditional and the evolving fields of food and ag.
Normally this time of year, those of us who are in any way involved in agriculture would be preparing for the farm show, the wonderful Pennsylvania Farm Show. And it always surprises me when people say they've never been to the farm show. Can you give us a brief overview of the Pennsylvania Farm Show and why do non-farming people enjoy the farm show?
Yeah, it's a great piece of our past and present. It's one of those iconic pieces of Pennsylvania history. It's one of those great events in Pennsylvania's calendar where you get to launch a new year. It's always held during the first week or 10 days of the new year. So we start a new year talking about agriculture. You get to enjoy some of the great food. But I mean, for the agricultural community, that is the platform for them to come in and be part of the competitive events, to be educated, to look at the new equipment, to talk about technology and so forth. And that's really where it started. It started with farmers wanting to talk about the latest technology. That was, in 1917. So it's continued that tradition. It is a place where you can use all five senses. Right? It's about your sight and sound and taste and smell and touch. Where else can you do that? But at the same time, you know that you're in a really serious business conversation. You're looking at fierce competition in the show rings. You can be entertained and educated all in one building comprising a million square feet of space.
One of the things I love about it is seeing the young folk with their stock animals and the pride they show and the love they show for their animals, and I think that that's something that as an industry we need to promote very much, so that people don't realize you can't rear these animals without caring deeply about them, and it's always wonderful to see them at the farm show.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it really goes to the heart of all creatures, great and small. It's about the care of those animals and you know, the pride that people have, the life lessons that are embedded inside of those projects, the chance to get into the show ring and represent not just the quality of your stock, but you're also there representing yourself and your family and your organizations that you're affiliated with. To your point, I mean, I think it's the one thing that when folks talk to me about what is the most treasured piece of farm show, it is those moments when you watch these individuals come from all over the state, all different species, get in a very competitive environment and have fun doing it, but are learning every minute that they're with those animals, either at home or in the complex, in that show ring. And it brings out the very, very best in our youth, and I think brings out the very best in agriculture.
May I ask you, Secretary Redding, Russell Redding, how did you get involved in agriculture? Were you brought up on a farm?
I was. So I was born into agriculture and on a farm, one of 11 children here in South Central Pennsylvania. So my grandparents were in agriculture. My parents were in ag. So that's where I got my start, on a dairy farm, and continued to both learn firsthand on the farm, but then chose to continue that study, as you have, in higher education. So I got a degree in agricultural education with a minor in ag economics. Came back to the farm. Unfortunately, my father had passed away in the interim, and my wife and I decided that that was our moment to go dairy farm ourselves. So we did that. We did that for a number of years, but always have been blessed to be part of an amazing industry that I think is it's important to us in so many ways, but also just personally believe that what we enjoy in Pennsylvania and across America is made possible by production of raw products turned into value and taking that land and putting it to good use. So that is my story. That's the opportunity that I've had and be able to do that at, from an early age, but also just every single day, even now as secretary, to lead that, think about it, steward it in some ways to position it. Great experiences growing up and participating in the show ring, in the county fairs and state farm show, but also in the Future Farmers of America organization, which has really been critical for me.
So you know that feeling of the early morning in the milking parlor with the milking machines going. So I should imagine that as you watch the new series of All Creatures Great and Small and read the book All Creatures Great and Small, there'll be a lot there that resonates with you.
Well, it's interesting. You know, the opening story in the book is one that takes place on a dairy farm. And growing up in dairy and then operating a dairy, there were those moments when you needed to call the vet. In this story about a breech birth, where of all of the anxious moments is to have a calf that can't be born and see the stress of a mother trying to deliver, and you need the veterinarian and to use that skilled hand. And in this story, you know, I smile because I could see Harriet on the ground, you know, his arm extended, trying to desperately find this calf and get it turned in the right direction, while and this gentleman's uncle is off to the side, you're giving him all kinds of advice, but never losing sight of his job, which is to try to save the animal's life. And he does, which is a great story. So, yeah, I think the All Creatures Great and Small is both a story of the veterinary medical profession, but it's really a larger story of, you know, how challenging farm life is. I mean, the characters that you meet who make up this industry, and just the wisdom that is imparted by Harriet as he does his job is really, it's a pleasure, it's reflective, it's engaging, and tells, you know, these wonderful stories about who is in the industry, but also how challenging that farm life is. So, good story, and I'm so happy to have it back and to have it appear during this farm show week when we focus in on agriculture.
I know, it's wonderful, isn't it? I know that when I first read the book, of course, I related to it. I was working myself in England, although not in Yorkshire. I was working in Somerset with sheep. And there were so many stories in the book that I could relate to. There are so many experiences I smiled at and some I positively laughed at because I'd been there, done that.
Yeah, and you know, the wisdom is, as I looked at it again, just to refresh my memory, but there's a couple of great lines, and one in early on where Harriet reflects that the animals are unpredictable things, so our whole life is unpredictable, right? As a veterinarian, I thought it was a great sort of capsule of, you know, just how, not just that profession, but you could insert the word, you know, people right. are so unpredictable. So there's all of these sort of great stories he tells in a wonderful way, but it's also the life lessons that if you read it, you see it and understand that story is not just a story of his life and navigating the veterinary medical profession, but also it's a story of our lives in this business of ag and how important that human-animal connection is, how challenging to communicate with the public is about what they do, what we do, but also just a really nice, heartwarming story about the industry of ag. So that's partly why we get, you know, so much pleasure, I think, in telling the story, and farm show is much like that, of bringing people together to tell these wonderful stories.
And I also enjoy the fact that, you know, he's obviously writing about initially the 1930s and how science was changing farming almost on a weekly basis. But we see that all the time in farming, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's partly, you know, when you read the story, one of the stories, he has a tour with his new boss in this one room. And the observation is all of those things, as impressive as they are, the times were changing. and trying to get the clientele, the farmers, to understand those changes, but also paying for those changes too. But yeah, it's been on a path of change for 200 years, and that's what makes it sort of special. That's why some of these iconic events like Farm Show, but also why I think the public holds in high regard the farms and the agricultural profession as important, because they've lived it by, you know, recent past and siblings and their relationships, but they also see it on the landscape in so many ways. So it's a great story to tell.
Before her retirement from WVIA, Fiona Powell had a chance to speak by phone or art scene with Pennsylvania Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding in anticipation of the 2021 Pennsylvania Farm Show. The 2026 event will run from January 10th through Saturday the 17th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex and Expo Center in Harrisburg, and fan favorites will be on hand, including the 1,000-pound butter sculpture. The theme this year is Growing a Nation, and it ties in with a year of America 250 Pennsylvania special events and celebrations. And for more information about the Farm Show, you can check the website, farmshow.pa.gov. farmshow.pa.gov. It's so wonderful to hear you again, Fiona Powell. Thank you so much. As we said at the start, it's a lovely happenstance that the opening of the 2026 Pennsylvania Farm Show this weekend coincides with the season premiere of the much-loved PBS masterpiece series, All Creatures Great and Small. It's this Sunday night at 9, and an episode titled Gathering the Flock. And as we heard in their conversation, Fiona Powell and Secretary Redding are both fans of the much-loved stories by James Herriot, All Creatures Great and Small, no matter the form, book or video or film. PBS Masterpiece fans are certainly looking forward to Sunday's opening of the new season, and you're invited to a special sneak preview of the first episode. As we said, the title of it is Gathering the Flock. We're gathering the flock of friends of public broadcasting and All Creatures Great and Small. Tomorrow evening at 7 in our newly renovated WVIA studios here in Pittston. There's no admission fee, and it's easy to get here. We're just off Interstate 81 and the Pennsylvania Turnpike between Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. Exits from those roads are just about a mile from the station. There's plenty of parking. And again, you can see what we've been talking about for a year and a half, and that's the renovations to the WVIA studios. But the preview, and we'll have hot cocoa, and there'll be games and prizes. Admission is free, but we're asking that you bring along a donation of pet food or supplies that we'll distribute to local animal shelters. And our special guest is Laura Duchessi, who's president and chief executive officer of the Scranton Area Community Foundation. And she'll tell us about the mission of the Laura Duchessi Fund for Animal Welfare. And that's all part of a wonderful evening tomorrow. So we hope you'll join us. WVIA.org/events. WVIA.org/events. We want to remind you that WVIA's news team will be broadcasting live once again from the Pennsylvania Farm Show. They'll be there on Thursday, January 15th from 4 to 6 p.m., and we hope you'll tune in then.